The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Hello, and welcome to KTQA Daily Briefing. It is Monday, July 13th, and it is about 3 minutes after the 6 o'clock hour. You have me in the studio, Becky, and Sam is taking a little rest after we were out traipsing through the woods this weekend. It's very nice to be able to enjoy our wonderful natural world together. Separately together. Hey, the two of us are in one household, and whether our household bubble is here in downtown Tacoma or in Hilltop Tacoma or out down by the Gifford Pinchot Forest or by Mount Rainier, that's still us staying separately from individuals, but enjoying again our natural world, which is something that we definitely love to do. I was getting more practice in with our amateur radio communications, and that was something that was exciting for me. A little bit different from KTQA and our low-power FM community radio stations, but fun all the same, for certain. Remember that state-level updates on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 gets you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. Health Department officials staff the coronavirus Q&A line 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week at 1-800-525-0127. For interpreters in other languages, press pound when they answer and say your language. You can text the coronavirus hotline. You text 211-211. You can do that in any language. Dialing 211 connects you to community resources statewide through the United Way, and you can also visit wa211.org online. For some state-level updates regarding the novel coronavirus pandemic, the governor has extended eligibility to Washingtonians without children to access Department of Social and Health Services Family Emergency Assistance Program through the duration of the state of emergency. The measure allows for more people financially impacted by COVID-19 to access social services and assistance programs. The governor has also requested an extension of the National Guard employment in Washington through the remainder of the calendar year to continue assisting with food distribution, community testing, and contact tracing efforts. The State Department of Health is reporting that approximately 50 emails or text messages were erroneously sent between late May and early July as part of training activities. The phone numbers and emails used were made up by those in training and have no connection to actual public health data. All potential recipients were notified. Those who are unsure about whether health department communications are real may email doh.information@doh.wa.gov, or you can call 1-800-525-0127. Keep in mind that contact tracers from county and state health departments might be contacting individuals with legitimate public health notices and things like that. Anyone who did receive one of those messages in error has already been contacted saying, hey, ignore this particular announcement that you got at this particular date. And they have corrected that error at the health department, and that won't be happening again. We've got some Pierce County news. The Pierce County Library is asking people throughout Pierce County to let the library system know how it can best serve people in the coming months as it continues to provide services during the novel coronavirus pandemic. A link to an online survey is available at Pierce County's Facebook page, that's at Pierce CO, and at the library's Facebook page, that's at Pierce CO Library. The link will also be available on the webpage for today's notes for this show at daily.k2qa.org. And the reason that I'm describing those links is because, well, the URL for those links is a little bit long, so best to find it in social media or on our page and click on it there. The survey is open till July 25th. The library also has a teen-focused Instagram feed at PCLteens, where teen librarians are sharing books, zines, and topics of interest to adolescents. Moving on to Tacoma information, the Community Forum is returning to the Tacoma City Council meetings starting tomorrow, July 14th, via a virtual format. Tacoma City Council meetings are not currently being conducted in person, as we have announced weekly, essentially, since the start of the coronavirus pandemic here. Items of discussion during Community Forum will be limited to matters over which the City Council has jurisdiction. Arguments shall not be made in support of or opposition to any matter on the week's current agenda. The Community Forum period will be limited to a total of 90 minutes, and each person may address the City Council for a total of up to 2 minutes. Those requesting to speak during the Community Forum must be listening to the meeting via Zoom on their phone or computer, and may request to speak by clicking the Raise Hand button near the bottom of their Zoom window or by pressing *9 on their phone. Their full name or the last 4 digits of their phone number will be called out when it is their turn to speak. Council agendas, archives, and meeting access information are all available online at cityoftacoma.legistar.com. That's cityoftacoma.legistar.com. Written comments regarding agenda items, those are ones that aren't to be addressed during the Community Forum, but written comments on agenda items can be emailed to cityclerk@cityoftacoma.org by 4 p.m. Tuesday. Compiled comments will be posted online at cityoftacoma.org/written comments. And you can tune in, if you're not participating in Community Forum, to the City Council meeting at tvtacoma.com or on the city's Facebook Live or on TV Tacoma. Tacoma's Metropolitan Development Council continues to offer financial assistance to those struggling to pay energy bills. Call 253-572-5557 for details, or visit mdc-hope.org and look for energy assistance. The Tacoma Urban League will host a 2-day virtual conference focused on healthy male engagement and the role that mentorship plays in preparing boys for adulthood in their current world. More information on the Male Involvement Program and this weekend's conference can be found at thetacomaurbanleague.org or by calling the Tacoma Urban League at 253-383-2007. House of Matthew Permanent and Supportive Housing is offering free all-day Pierce Transit bus passes to those in need. Call 253-301-0508 to schedule a pickup. And without fail, I will now go through some of the testing sites that are available in our region. There are numerous free testing sites, north and south. For Seattle locations, visit seattle.gov or call 206-477-3977. For other King County locations, visit kingcounty.gov. For Pierce County locations, visit the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department's website at tpchd.org/COVID test. Patients can also call their health care providers for tests, and in general, patients need to arrive at testing sites wearing face coverings, as is the statewide mandate, for any kind of outside or indoor activities with other people, and expect the process to take about 15 minutes. Some of the testing sites offer rapid test results, while others have a 48-hour turnaround time, and all of those testing sites are generally for PCR tests. Those are tests that measure active infection. So whether someone is fighting the coronavirus, right then and there, not measuring what's called an antibody test to see whether you have been exposed at some point in the past to coronavirus, to this coronavirus, and have had your body produce those antibodies. Remember that you can always visit us at daily.ktqa. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org if you want to email us something. And if you want to text or call us, our phone number is 253-330-8821. Dialing 311 gets you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information. Dialing 211 connects you to community resources statewide. Also interested in 711, which is a listening line for Washington Listens if you're experiencing stress as part of the coronavirus pandemic or any of the things that are peripherally or directly linked to it. So that's a neat resource as well. But speaking of resources, I am excited to listen to today's interview and have everybody listen to today's interview and engage in this discussion with Erica Crittenden. You'll see that, Erica's from the Pierce County AIDS Foundation, and we talk a little bit about Pride because during the month of July, Tacoma celebrates Pride Month. And so you'll see a few more interviews this month for KTQA Daily Briefing that are highlighting some of the ways in which our city celebrates LGBTQ inclusion and diversity. So without further ado, let's go on to today's interview. I'm pleased this afternoon to be speaking with Erica Crittenden. She is the prevention team lead for Pierce County AIDS Foundation. Welcome, Erica.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Let's start in general. What is PCAF, or Pierce County AIDS Foundation?
We are an AIDS service organization, and we serve people living in Pierce County, Mason County, Thurston County, Lewis County. We have two departments, really, one being our client services team and my department, which is the prevention team.
And in your job, what are the kinds of things that you do as part of the prevention team and actually as the lead of the prevention team?
Yeah, I support our sexual health coordinators in the work that they do. So I'm helping to coordinate our testing event, for example, or even small things like ordering our safer sex materials. Recently, we've been trying to think about how to change our services going forward into the future. What will that look like? And so one of the tasks I was working on was a survey looking at COVID-19 and how it's impacted people's sexual practices and access to services. And from that, we've been able to get some information that has helped us to shape our programming. Now that we have sort of that information, I'm able to look at it and say, okay, well, people are saying things like they're reducing their number of sexual partners. What does that mean for HIV testing, for distributing condoms? Having that context has been helpful as we look towards the future.
And you said that you're located all around in these different counties. You must have started in Tacoma or Pierce County with a name like Pierce County AIDS Foundation.
Yeah, our main office is based in Tacoma. However, we do have another location in Olympia as well. We started doing our work in 1987 and have grown since then.
And what kind of services are offered at Pierce County AIDS Foundation? I mean, you're the prevention team lead, so I imagine that there's services that are geared towards preventing the spread of HIV.
So beginning in mid-March, we went virtual as an agency. However, a lot of our services are still in place. So we have a condom and safer sex material distribution program. So we'll mail individuals and businesses that are in our service area condoms and other safer sex materials. We also will ship people home HIV testing kits, which is a new service that we've been able to offer since the pandemic. We have in place a PrEP navigation program as well, where we'll help people who are interested in PrEP or pre-exposure prophylaxis to prevent HIV. We'll help them navigate the system. So everything from finding a provider to how to pay for it.
PrEP is something that's kind of new, on at least in my knowledge. Can you explain a little bit more about that?
PrEP is a daily medication that people who want to protect themselves from HIV can take. I think it was approved by the FDA in 2012. It's 99% about effective when taken as prescribed, and is a really great tool that we have in our protection toolbox.
You did mention that PCAF has pivoted a little bit and adapted to life in the time of COVID-19, like many agencies, doing a lot of virtual things. I was super interested, though, in some of the things having to do with Pride. You know, July is the month that LGBTQ Pride is celebrated in Tacoma, and so many of those things happen in person traditionally. So how is PCAF participating in Pride when we can't do things in person?
Yeah, it's been really hard. A lot of what we do is outreach in the community in person. And so we've really had to rethink what that looks like. Before COVID, we would do a lot of HIV testing in the community, and now we're not doing that as in the same way. So we sort of adapted our program and set up a drive-through testing event, July 11th from 3 to 7. So we set up this drive-through testing event where people set up an appointment. They drive in, we're able to do their HIV testing in a confidential space in their car, around their car, and it's an in and out sort of thing. So it reduces that risk of spreading COVID, however, still allows people to get HIV tested.
You know, thinking about all the different kind of like healthcare organizations and areas of work that there are out there, what motivates you to work with Pierce County AIDS Foundation?
So I'm actually from Tacoma. I went to high school here. I was born at Tacoma General. And so being a part of the work that PCAF does is really important for me. My sister is going to college this year, and my younger brother is still in high school. And I wanted to do something that would not only benefit them, but benefit the community that raised me.
You're a lifelong Tacoman and working here right now. What do you appreciate most about Tacoma?
I love the diversity in Tacoma. I moved away after I graduated from the University of Washington, and I lived on the East Coast. And I really don't think there's quite a place like the Pacific Northwest when it comes to diversity and learning about others. It's really a beautiful thing.
Can you talk about any of the different ways that, besides having other staff members who speak languages other than English or come from different backgrounds, like what are the ways that the foundation incorporates and capitalizes on that diversity that exists here in Tacoma and the South Sound?
Yeah, so we've done a very intentional job at having our prevention staff look like the community they serve and coming from those backgrounds. We also have been making efforts to engage with our community and get that feedback so that our programs and services are still impactful. July 10th, our client services team is putting on a community conversation via Zoom, and the information on that is on our Instagram, which is PCAF_WAW. But a community conversation around Black Lives Matter and what PCAF can do to support our community today and every day.
Erica, what are some misconceptions that people have maybe about PCAF or about HIV and AIDS in general?
One of the misconceptions that people tend to have is that HIV isn't as prevalent in our community. You know, it was something that I grew up hearing about, seeing on TV, and we don't see it in that same light anymore. I think I just want people to know that we're still in the HIV pandemic or the HIV epidemic. And while there are other things to consider, like coronavirus and the COVID pandemic, this is still ongoing.
Well, it's really good to know that there are organizations that are still there supporting folks with prevention and then also folks that are living with HIV. How can our listeners follow up or learn more about Pierce County AIDS Foundation?
So PCAF's website is www.pcaf-wa.org. You can also follow us on Instagram, which is PCAF_wa. We're also on Facebook. If you'd like to contact the prevention team, feel free to reach out. Our email is prevention@pcaf-wa.org.
I'm really glad that we got to have this conversation this afternoon.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed myself. Thank you for amplifying our work.
Erica Crittenden is the prevention team lead for Pierce County AIDS Foundation. Dial 311 to get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. Dialing 211 gets you to statewide community resources. Our email address here is daily@ktqa.org, and our phone number is 253-330-8821, where you can call or text us. See y'all on Wednesday.
KTQA LP 95.3, Tacoma.